State Senator John Jagler is joining us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Happy Monday. Much better than last Monday. I mean, you know, that was pretty crazy weather, even for Wisconsin. So
yeah, you know. only in Wisconsin where you go where some parts of the state get 30 inches of snow and then we hit 70 4 days later. It's been a ride.
Right. Yeah. Now some areas got to worry about the flooding because of that very fast thaw, you know. But anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, we're going to catch up a little bit on state politics with you. And one of the things I noticed is that the grooming bill was actually passed into law. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Yeah, I was glad to see Governor Evers sign it. Actually, it's been used already. We talked about this before, the grooming of children, of minors for sexual purposes later. You know, it's like one of those things where there was never a pure definition of it. Everyone knew it was creepy, gross, disgusting behavior, but you can't, or in thoughts and things, but you can't put somebody behind bars for their thoughts. So this was a carefully crafted bill. It had bipartisan support, and it just was a tool for law enforcement now to, whether it's somebody someone in authority, like a teacher or anybody that is grooming a child, is doing things, is giving them gifts, is complimenting them in strange ways, is setting, you know, the whole purpose is to set up for some type of sexual act later. Now law enforcement has the ability to charge a person. And like I said, within 48 hours after it being put into, signed into law by Governor Evers, it was already used. Somebody's been charged with it. So it's nice to see bipartisan stuff get through like that and get signed into law.
Well, the governor was pretty busy. I see there was like 27 bills that went before him. It looked like most of them got vetoed, but any amongst those that you wanted to talk about?
I don't know if there's any the grooming one was the big one. There's a couple of others that had bipartisan support. Like you said, there's even smaller bills in there. Like I had a bill that some local business leaders came up to me, some tavern owners. There's a thing called Extreme Bar Bingo. I have no idea what it was, but it's like an online gaming that you do a bingo at a bar, and the gifts are provided by the company that does the online portal part of it. It's free to play, but you know, the definition of bingo, it's not the bill that I'm going to be known for, but it was something where we had to pass it in order to make sure that that everybody was, you know, not breaking the law when it comes to these establishments just trying to get people in on a Wednesday night to their bars. You know, the Marquette County Tavern League was very active in saying, look, we got several of bars doing this, trying, you know, but the revenue department says it's technically illegal, even though it's happening all over the state. Well, you know, that was one that was signed into law. There wasn't a pen signing ceremony or much excitement about that. But I mean, yeah, it's the time now where we had our busy day. We had our last regular calendar day last week, and we passed 90 bills, and much of them are heading to the governor's desk. We'll see what he does with them.
Okay.
So there'll be another round of news releases about bill signings coming up, I'm sure, in the next week or so when they get to his desk.
Any of your bills amongst those?
Lots that I co-sponsored. One of the ones that I unfortunately did not get home, it was not up on the Senate floor, concerned data centers and putting some parameters around data centers. There just apparently was not enough votes in the Senate caucus for it to be scheduled. And it was very disappointing that the majority leader did not put that on the calendar, because one of the things that it would have done is done some environmental protections, make sure that they use closed water systems, so it didn't use a lot of water, that they made sure that they, you know, the electricity that they were paying for. So the data center bill did not get home, and it's something we need to certainly work on going forward, including one of the things, you know, that sparked a lot of controversy in Beaver Dam, which is going to be home to one of the biggest data centers, was the fact that, yes, it did have local control when it came through. The alderman voted for it. The mayor pushed for it. It was signed and it's being built. But there was a non-disclosure. So no one in the community really knew what company it was. Turns out it's Meta, Facebook. But nobody at the time knew what it was. And there's a bill out there that I co-sponsored that would have outlawed those type of negotiations when it came to data centers. So at least when it goes through the local level, community members know exactly, you know, who's trying to build what in their community. So there's still work to do. We got to get cracking and get back on those when we get back to the floor next session.
All right. We have a pair of significant announcements made in the last couple of weeks. Robin Voss is not going to run for re-election. And then you have the Senate Majority Leader, Devin LeMahieu, announcing he's not going to run for another election. What do we read into that?
Well, Robin's retirement was a long time coming. He's been the longest serving speaker in the legislature in Wisconsin history. And I wish him all the best in his retirement. His was not a surprise. Devin LeMahieu's departure is a surprise. And it's certainly, you know, it's heading into a tough election cycle. And you don't ever like to make changes that way. You know, as far as the amount of retirements go, this is probably a typical year with legislators announcing, you know, we go through, it's the churn. People work. It's a, in many ways, a thankless job, and they get, you know, it's they get worn out a little bit and serve their time and go back to their districts and continue with their private life. But, you know, this is going to be a very interesting session. You know, when we get sworn in January for the first time since, Scott Walker and the Fitzgerald brothers came in, we will have the first time a new speaker, a new governor, and a new majority leader. It's certainly going to be a very interesting session next year, if I'm fortunate enough to be reelected back into it.
Are you up this cycle?
Yep, I am up. I'm up in, with the new drawn maps, that Governor Evers' maps, and Senate District 13 will be the first real full-wide election in that cycle. And yep, I'm up in November, so it'll be an interesting ride for the next couple of months.
So we're talking all odd numbered districts for the Senate this time around.
Pardon me?
We're talking all odd numbered districts for the Senate
This is the odd number year. So, and there's going to, you know, the control of the state Senate is on the line. There's no question about it. There's the Democrats think that they can take control of the Senate. Republicans going to try to hold firm, and you know, that's going to be all hands on deck when it comes to legislators of both sides helping out. You know, in the, you know, the my district is pretty conservative. You know, it's something where the, you know, not a lot of resources get or attention get drawn to it. So there's, you know, folks like me will be out knocking on doors in tighter districts and things like that, and trying to make sure that we have majority and we can move our reforms forward coming up in the next cycle. But never take anything for granted. We're going to work hard and make sure that we come back next November.
What are the odds of a special session happening now?
I think they're pretty good. I think they're pretty good. Now, the odds of an agreement coming, I'm not sure, but I know that I want to take a vote to return surplus back to the taxpayers. So, you know, there's still negotiations going on between right now the two legislative leaders and the governor. And if they get to a point where there's an agreement, we'll come back and pass that. But my hope is, even if there isn't an agreement, I would like to take a vote, return the surplus back to the taxpayers. And if Governor Evers vetoes it, that's his prerogative. But I certainly would like to take another vote of returning the taxpayers' money back to them. And I hope we get that opportunity in special session in the next week or 2 weeks.
Well, Senator Jagler, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yep, everybody have a great week.
That is State Senator John Jagler, who represents the 13th State Senate District here in the state of Wisconsin. We appreciate him joining us this morning on The Morning Wake.